I'd like to go back to verse 13 again. And it says there, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, ignorant men, they perceived that, they realized that they were unlearned and ignorant men. But they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, don't you want people to know that you've been with the Lord?
Woo.
Don't you want people to know that I've been with the Lord? Hallelujah. And it's because that I've been with the Lord that this man is walking.
Yep.
It's not by my might. It's not by my power. But it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord. This man ain't because of me, but it's because of the Lord Jesus who went to a cross and died. Hallelujah. And rose again. It's by the stripes that was on His back that this man is up and walking. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I want them to know.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be known, I'm with the Lord.
Jesus.
And He's with me.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Sheila a while ago was testifying about knowing Him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I know Him.
Know you, Lord.
I'm glad I know Him. But I don't want to just say I know Him. But I want to say that He's with me and I'm with Him. Oh, we're in unison. We are one.
Yes.
Just as the Father and the Son were one when He prayed unto the Father. Father, You've given these to me. And as we are one in unity, they're going to be in unity with me. And when they're in unity with me, they're in unity with You, Father. In other words, was what He was saying. We are become as one.
Yes, Lord.
And they knew that they had been with Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
Can people know that we have been with Jesus? Sister Jenny testifying there a while ago about a scripture that the Lord, she began to read about the noontime.
Yeah.
And she started rushing and getting ready or whatever and went back and went to that man or whoever it was and gave him that scripture, gave that to him, and he knew it had to be the Lord because the Lord had been dealing with him. The Lord had been working on him. Oh, people can know that you've been with the Lord. Just like Moses, when he came down off the mountain, he had a glow of glory on his face. He had been with the Lord. He had been with God Almighty. Oh, I want people to know that I'm with the Lord and He's with me. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I want them to know. I want them to know. I don't want them to have to try to figure it out.
Come on.
Thank You, Lord. Well, the Troy people say, I'm a Christian, but you can't even tell anything different from them than the one that doesn't profess
That's
to be a Christian.
Man.
That is out there in the drugs and the alcohol and all this life, Brother Charles, and you can't tell much of a difference in their life
right.
than them, Brother Tommy. When you come to the Lord, He makes a change. He makes a difference, and you know that you came to an altar. You know that you gave your heart to the Lord, and the world will know it too. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right, Brother Gary?
Hallelujah.
When you got saved and you went back to work, the word had already spread.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What had happened? Oh, hallelujah. They had let it be known that Brother Gary had got saved.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes,
and you could tell that the Lord was with him. Because he went telling about it. He didn't keep it shut up. He didn't keep it quiet. He let everybody know, the Lord saved me.
Yeah, that's
Thank
right.
you, Lord.
And I'm not the same man anymore.
Right.
In Daniel chapter 3, verses 10 through 25, there's a story here talking about three Hebrew boys
yeah.
that refused to bow to an idol god that they had created and had formed, and they were supposed to, at the time of the music and all of it that was sounded, they were to bow and they were to worship and they were to give obeisance. And verse 11 says, "And whoso falleth or falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." There was a warning given. But Brother Gary, everyone else bowed because they didn't want that, Brother Tommy.
Right.
They was willing to surrender and give in to the enemy, even though the Bible don't tell us how many of the Jews, how many of the Israelites was there in the mix, but it brings these three out that they did not bow. They did not bend. They stood for their God.
Yes, come on.
Yes, Lord.
And Nebuchadnezzar got furious.
Oh, yeah.
He got mad because this decree was made, and there was those among us. You know, there's people that are spectators.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're so busy looking around, I wonder if they even bowed down and was really paying attention instead of trying to pick out the ones that was doing the wrong.
Come on.
Glory to God. Oh, man. And they found Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring them forward. And then they brought these men before the king. In verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time," and I'm not going to read all those music and all that stuff, "but at the time we play the music, you bow down and you worship." And it goes on to say, "But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace."
Yeah.
And who is that God?
Yeah. Come on.
Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, but these three Hebrew boys, they were not ashamed. They didn't even get to the music. They didn't even wait to the music, Brother Gary. They spoke up right then. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter."
Yeah.
We're not afraid. We're not ashamed. We're not going to back down because we know who our God is. He's brought us a mighty long way. Yes, we might have been in prison, but we're still alive and well, and we're leaders here in your kingdom. You put up us as princes because of God. Hallelujah. We're not ashamed and we're not afraid to answer you in this matter.
Thank you, Lord.
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But I like this. But if not.
Thank you, Lord.
I think I heard somebody say a while ago, "I believe God can heal me, and God's going to heal me. But if he doesn't."
Yes, yes.
He's still my God.
Amen.
And he's still able to heal. If he doesn't heal me, Lord, send it to somebody else and heal them and deliver them. A move for them. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. Hallelujah. Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We're not going to do it because we know our God is able to bring us out.
Yes. Holy God.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
And he told them to heat it up 7 times hotter.
Yeah.
Verse 21, these men were bound in their coats, their hosing, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As they carried them and casting them over, they died instantly because of the flame and the fury of the heat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. What? I mean, they just threw three men in and he instantly, Brother Tommy, it goes right to that. They just threw him in and the king's already looking and he's astonished. Astonished. Astonished.
Yeah.
And rose up in haste. Glory to God. Yeah. And spake and said unto his counselors, he got confused. He forgot, he was wondering if he was counting right or not.
Yeah.
He needed some assistance, Brother Mike. Hallelujah. Can you guys help me count this out? I thought we threw three in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we threw three of them in. And the three guys that threw them in, they're dead. Yeah. Glory to God, not one, none of them fell into it. They answered and said unto him, unto the king, true, O king. Verse 25 says, he answered and said, lo, I see four men. Loose. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have not hurt. They have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh, I'm glad I'm with him, but I'm glad he's with me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. But he'll go all the way with me, even until the end of the world. I want to be known as his, and he is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Oh, I want the world to know. Hallelujah.
Thank
that I'm a child of the King. I want the world to know that I've been redeemed. As the song says, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Well, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Saved and sanctified I am. All of my sins are under the blood. I've been redeemed and the Redeemer's with me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
In John 17, 22 and 23, it says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, as I'm in you, I want them to know that I'm in them and they are in me.
Right.
Oh, and he wanted the world to know. He told them, you're going to suffer things. You're going to suffer persecution. You're going to go through things. You're going to face things for my name's sake. Oh, but I got you. I'm with you. Oh, I'll never leave you. I'm going to be there with you all the way. Oh, just hold on. Just keep your faith. Keep your trust. And just be not ashamed. Don't let them know that I'm standing with my God. And when I stand with my God, he will stand with me. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God.
As Stephen, he stood for God.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Tommy, they gnashed upon him with their teeth. They stoned him. And Brother Troy, he saw and he looked up and he saw the Lord standing on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Majesty. Oh, and might. Hallelujah. He's there with us.
Yes. Holy, holy.
And I'm glad I'm with him.
Yes.
And he's with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He's always with us. He'll never leave us.
Amen.
He hasn't forsaken us. The enemy likes to get us, our minds, as Sister Jenny was talking about in her fasting, she wasn't seeing anything. The devil likes to play on that ground. Well, you've just wasted 4 days of fasting. You should just give up. Just don't worry about it. God ain't going to do anything. If he ain't done it in the 4 days, then he ain't going to do anything at all.
Come on.
He'd like to get us discouraged and get us down out and give up.
Yeah.
But he is in me. And I'm in him.
Holy.
And whatsoever he has, and whatever I need, he's able to answer. He's able to move. I may not see it with my natural eye right now. I may not see what he's working on behind the scenes, but I'm his and he's mine. And I know he's going to make a way. I know he's going to move. I know he's going to answer, because he put it upon me to do it. And when he puts it upon you to do it, he's going to move in the end of it. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad I'm his and he's mine.
Yes.
Holy Lord.
He'll walk over us. He'll keep his hand upon us, Sister Bessie, won't he? When you pulled out in front of a tractor trailer and it clipped your car there, it could have been further than you'd been into that truck and it could have killed you, but God was right there. Many times she's fallen, it could have been a whole lot worse, but God was right there. God moved. God made a way. Hallelujah. Oh, when you caught it blue over in the hospital and it looked like it was the end, God wasn't done with you yet. Oh, he said, you're mine and I'm yours. And he brought you out.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We don't see the hand of God.
Amen.
In everything that goes on behind the scenes. We can't see God's hand working, Brother Troy,
right,
when he's working. Just like that insurance situation. God's the only one that can take care of it. When everybody else says, oh, it's over, it's up, well, you ain't got no more. Just wait on God.
Yes, Lord.
He's got you. Hallelujah. Can I read a little bit of history here?
Come on.
The history. Back in mid 1755. There was a man by the name of George Washington. In July of 9th of 1755, battle during the French and Indian War is indisputably one of the most significant events of his early years. This story, Brother Tommy, was once in textbooks, in the history books.
Yeah.
But I think back in the 1930s, they removed it because of political correctness. Because they didn't want to hear what God done.
Come on.
They didn't want to hear how God moved.
Come on.
His life literally hung in the balance for over 2 hours. This dramatic event helped shape his character and confirm God's call on him. During the two-hour battle, the 23-year-old Colonial Washington had ridden to and fro on the battlefield, delivering the general's orders to other officers and troops. The officers had been a special target for the Indians. They was picking them all off, Brother Charles, because they were all riding the horses, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
And so they were shooting all the officers off, because they knew if they get rid of the officers, then the ones that was under them wouldn't know really what to do. What are we going to do? And the battle would have been won for the enemy. But of the 86 British and American officers, 63 were killed. Washington was the only officer on horseback not shot down. Matter of fact, he went through 2 horses that fell under being shot and got on the 3rd one. Following the battle, Washington wrote a letter to his brother in which he had readily and openly acknowledged, by the all-powerful dispensation of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. For I had 4 bullets through my coat and 2 horses shot under me. yet I escaped unhurt. Although death was leveling my companions on every side of me. He even had remnants of bullets in his hat and in his hair. Hallelujah. 15 years later, an old respected Indian chief sought out Washington. The chief explained that he had led the Indians against them in the battle 15 years earlier. Revealed to Washington what had occurred behind the scenes during the conflict. He said, I called to my young men and said, mark yon tall and daring warrior, Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Woo. Himself is alone exposed. Quick, let your aim be certain, and he dies. Our rifles were leveled, rifles which, but for you, knew not how to miss. 'Twas all in vain.
Yeah.
And after 17 shots at George Washington, the chief realized a power mightier far than we shielded you, seeing you were under the special guardianship of the Great Spirit. We immediately ceased to fire at you. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle. Hallelujah. It wasn't because of him, but it was because of God Almighty. God knew how he was going to use George Washington, and it goes for us. He knows how he can use you if you let him use you. And he'll keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. And he'll guide you all the way and lead you to where he wants you to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This account of God's miraculous care of Washington and of Washington's open gratitude for God's divine intervention could be found in virtually all student textbooks until 1934. Today, few have ever heard it. Through the bulletproof George Washington, some of our lost history is being returned to the forefront where it belongs. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We read in the Bible of how that the Lord done it for them, Sister Maria. But this is George Washington, our very first president that was a man of God. That before he became president, he experienced this, and he experienced the hand of God upon him. How that God shielded him, Brother J.D.
Yes.
When they took, the chief knew how many shots, 17 shots that they had shot at him. They had their rifles on the rocks, Brother Charles. They wasn't standing there trying to shoot him. They were firm set on him in aim. But God's hand blocked it. It never scratched his skin. Oh, it went through his garments. It went through his hat, left residue. But he killed his horses. But it never touched him. Oh, just like the Hebrew boys. Oh, you stand for God, and God will stand for you. Hallelujah. He'll bring you all the way through. He'll not let you down. But he'll bring you all the way. Out. Oh, what he won't keep you from, he'll keep you through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the God I serve. And he'll bring us through. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He'll bring us through.
Holy, holy, holy.
Service tonight. Sister Jenny disobeying the Lord back there.
Jesus.
Look what the Lord has sung that Sister Linda and Sister Sheila has sung. Look what the Lord has done. I believe
praise
it is.
Praise you, Lord.
Look what the Lord has done.
Praise you, Lord.
He's healed my body.
Holy God.
He's touched my mind.
Yeah. Holy, 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 holy.
He saved me.
Hallelujah.
When it was just in time.
Jesus.
You know, I was thinking, well, that was a man of God there. The Hebrew boys was men of God. Brother Charles, they was those that had not become men and women of God. Sister Jenny,
that God protected them because he knew that one day he was going to use them and he was going to call them to do a work, Brother Tommy.
Yes.
There is those out there that are sinners, those that were sinners that had a testimony how that God spared them, how God watched over them. Brother Charles has testified many times how he could have been taken out by the enemy years and years ago as a child and different things. And different ones of us have heard these testimonies and have a testimony. But the hand of God was upon us.
Right.
The hand of God was around us because of prayers of the saints and because God knew he had a calling and God had a work for each and every one of us, and he still has a work and a calling, and he wants us to work. Well, this day God's not coming when no man can work. Oh, we have an opportunity these next 4 years to work, work, work.
Yes, God. Yes, yes, Lord.
Under the freedom,
Jesus,
and the liberty of God.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
When our president stood and said, "No more," is the LGBTQ, DV, whatever, all them other letters. Hallelujah, all that garbage.
Right.
That flag's not going to be flown anymore. Hallelujah. It's going to be the American flag only. Hallelujah.
Right.
And he says that the genders is male and female. And that's it. Oh, glory to God. And he's standing upon that.
Yes, he is.
And he's standing firm. He may not be where we want him, in the way we want him.
Thank you, Lord.
But God's got him in there.
Yes, he does.
God's put him in the place.
Holy, holy.
The Bible lets us know that God puts in kings and he takes out kings. God puts in people. He even allowed the ones that did not even give any thought of God into kingship.
Right.
Brother Troy.
True.
He put them in.
Yeah.
He put them out. Brother Charles. God knows what he's doing. And he's the ruler of all, Sister Bessie.
Yes.
And he's trying to bring us to the end that he wants.
Right.
Because he wants to see more souls saved. He wants to see souls added to the kingdom. And he wants us to let people know, I'm his.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's mine.
Thank you, Lord. That's it.
And I've got him with me everywhere I go. I don't go alone.
Nobody.
I got the Lord right by my side. We say right by my side, but he's right down in my heart.
Yes.
Woo, he's all over me. Hallelujah. And he's keeping me alive.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. They come and get us home.
Holy God. Holy.
Oh, glory to God. But God has been there for us. And then the word of God that we read. Even Daniel, good old Brother Daniel, prayed 3 times a day, and they caught him up in his praying. Tripped him up in his praying. Said, "King, let's make a decree that if anybody prays to any other god but you, then let's put them in the den of lions."
Yeah.
And boy, that was a trap for old Daniel. But Daniel was in God. And God was in Daniel.
Come on, yes.
And
yes.
God didn't let him go down. He let him go down to the den of lions. He let him go through it. But what he won't keep you from, he'll keep you through.
Really?
Hallelujah. Oh, and Daniel got cast in there and had the best sleep that whole night, probably. Because it had to be quiet other than the... the purring of the cats, the lions down there. Because the lions couldn't do anything else. They couldn't roar. So they just purred. Because the angels shut up their mouths. Shut their mouths. So they couldn't open their mouths and started to roar. So they had to just purr. So rip. All that roaring building up. Boy, you're talking about some loud purring.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
Glory to God. And that king could not rest all night long. He fasted. He couldn't rest. He was restless. He couldn't sleep. He was worried about Daniel.
Yeah. Yep.
But old Daniel, the God that thou served, Has he delivered you, in other words? Yeah. Has he, Brother Tom, you know the words to that, what he said there? Exactly that? The God that thou hast served, was he able?
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of silence. O King,
live forever.
For the God that I served, he has shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah, he was with him when he was there praying, and when they come and grabbed him and took him away and threw him in the den of lions, he was with him then. And then all night long in that den of lions, he was with him then. And when they brought him out of that den of lions, he was with him then. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And they made a decree again.
Shoot.
It already made one decree. Was the three Hebrew boys that their God was God.
Right.
Now we come down to Daniel, his experience, he had to decree it again.
Thank you.
After the first time, you figured they'd learn something, but
yeah.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise you, Lord.
But I'm glad he's in me. You know, the only way he's in me, Brother Troy, is if I came to an altar and gave my heart to the Lord.
That's it, buddy.
Well, Tommy, you got to have that born-again experience. You just can't say I'm a Christian. There's a lot of people that says they're Christians, and they've never had a true trip to an altar, Brother Gary, somewhere. Whether it be at the altar at a church, or by the bathtub in the bathroom, or by their bedside, or in a car. Brother Troy, but when you make that true trip to salvation, because the Lord dealt with your heart, and he beckoned at your heart, and his spirit was a drawing you, and God was a calling you. And when you come to that altar and he changes you, you can say, I'm a Christian.
Hallelujah.
Because Christian means Christ-like.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And he's with me, and I'm with him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God, let's stand as they sing. Glory to God. I hope got something out of it.
Thank you,
tonight.
Lord. Yes.
But we need to be bold, not ashamed of the gospel, of the truth. Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, he stood with boldness. They had the boldness. Hallelujah. They weren't ashamed. You know what? We don't need to be ashamed of our God.
Come on.
The scripture, I believe, tells us, Brother Tommy, if we're ashamed of him,
yeah,
he'll be ashamed of us. I don't want to be ashamed.
No.
I want somebody to know that there's something different about me. Hallelujah. I want them to know that there's something different. That difference is the Lord. He's in my life. Hallelujah. Let's gather around. Let's pray tonight. Hallelujah.
If your passion for living seems gone, and your trials have taken your song, there's an echo of the truth,
yes, God,
and it's ringing in the heart from on you. Why did they stop keeping from?
Through the water, comes a flood.
It will not make
what he cannot keep.
It will
start what he can't complete.
What
does not keep you from? He'll keep you
through. It ain't keep no one.
Yes, God.
From the flood they came.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't keep Moses from 40 years of pain.
Jesus.
Now there was Daniel, Paul, and Silas.
Yes, Lord.
And the Hebrew boys, just to name a few.
Through the water,
when it becomes a flood. He will not make what he cannot keep. He will not start what he can't complete. And what he does not keep you from,
he'll keep you through.
He'll keep you through the fire
when it becomes a furnace. He'll keep you through the water when it becomes a flood.
He'll
not make what he cannot keep, not start what he can't complete.
And what he does not keep you from,
he'll keep you through.
He didn't keep no one.
Yes, Lord.
From the flood that came. He didn't keep Moses from 40 years of pain. Now there was Daniel, Paul, and Simon.
Yes, Lord.
And the Hebrew boys, just to name a few.
Keep you from, he'll keep you through.